Thank you. On behalf of Chairperson Choi, I will deliver the statement. Recently, not only Korea, but also the entire globe has experienced historical changes. The Me Too movement, which started in October 2017 when a Hollywood famous actress publicly revealed sexual abuse by a movie producer, led to explosive support and participation in a short period of time. In Korea, the Me Too movement began to spread like wildfire to all walks of life after a female prosecutor publicly raised the issue of sexual harassment by her superior in January 2018. Victims from various industries, including theater, movie, literary, politics, and sports circles, continue to disclose harassment and what they that they have experienced. The issue of sexual harassment has long been regarded as an intimate personal area or expression of intimacy, and it was not regarded as a problem in Korea. In 2000s, when the Korean Commission started to deal with sexual harassment cases in 2005, it became clear sexual harassment as a discrimination and harassment based on gender stemming from power hierarchy. However, even after that, a long period of time, victims still face problems such as not being able to disclose the harassment as they were afraid of social stigmatization or facing criticism or bullying after disclosing the fact of harassment. Korea is expecting another historical change. The Constitutional Court of Korea will make its decision on constitutionality of criminalization of abortion. In Korea, except for a few limited reasons, abortion is prohibited under law, and there are provisions under which aborted women and doctors who help them are punished. In 2012, the Constitutional Court has reviewed unconstitutionality of this provision and ruled in favor, citing the right to life of fetus. The Korean Commission will review this issue from the perspective of human rights and submit our opinion to the Constitutional Court. As the deliberation within the Commission is underway, it is hard to clarify our position yet, but it is clear that punishing aborted women is a serious problem from a human rights perspective. As the demand for gender equality has soared, the opposition to the gender equality has increased, and the expression of hatred against women around the online communities have been abundant. And the level of expression of hatred against men has also increased as mirroring. In addition, it is also true that some people feel rejected by the radical way women express themselves or their contents. However, I believe we need to think about why women are angry, threatened, or afraid, and what they want, rather than focusing only on the way women express themselves.